The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. As Jesus is preparing for his death, he prays to the Father. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are ours, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who prayed that we would all be one. Amen. We've spent the last 4 weeks focused on our unity here at Emmanuel. We did it in my home. We did it with a letter or two home. We did it with more planning. We did it in worship. We did it by singing parts of this hymn we're about to sing in a little while about coming to this assembly with our brokenness and with our unity. We did it again on Thursday when 15 of us went to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church down near Salisbury. We gathered in a very old sanctuary. It was 175 years old, and it was the home church of Pat Duff's family, with wooden benches and candle holders for lighting and an organ that takes manual pedaling just to make the billows fill with air. We used antique communion vessels, and we used the very old words from the Book of Common Prayer, first published in 1549. We confessed our faith. We confessed our sins. We heard the words of forgiveness. With the exact same words that the Church of England and the Episcopal Church, and not too far from the Lutheran Church's words, have been using for 500 years, we gathered at the railing to receive Christ's body and blood. And in standing there, we were standing at the table with everyone who had ever received communion at that church or any communion table ever. The table of Holy Communion can only grow. Death has nothing to say about who is at the table. And it occurred to me that when I climbed the steps in the back of this sanctuary to the balcony, and I stepped up onto the floor there where the slaves were allowed to sit during worship, it occurred to me there that even racism doesn't really have anything to say about how Christ's table works, though it may try.